This is a story which has become notorious in the annals of crime. It's called The Fruit Detective. On the table, there are traces of orange blood. There is also a straight mark, probably made by some kind of knife. The detective suspects that by now the orange has been sectioned, but there's always hope until you're sure. He takes samples. Valencia, this year's crop. Dum, da-dum, dum. The detective puts out an APB, someone with a grudge against fruit. He cruises the orchards. Nothing turns up except a few bruised individuals, probably died of falls. A week passes. There are front-page pictures of the orange. No one has seen it. They try putting up posters around town. Still nothing. The detective's phone rings. Yes, he says, and yes, thanks, I'll be right over. Another orange. This time they find a peel. It was brutally torn and tossed in a wastebasket. Probably never knew what hit it, says the detective, looking sadly at the remains. There is a third killing and a fourth. People are taking fresh looks at their neighbors. They are keeping their oranges indoors. There is fear about that with oranges off the streets, the killer may turn to apples or bananas. The detective needs a breakthrough. He gets it. If you want to know who killed the orange, says a muffled voice, come to the phone booth at the corner of 4th and Market. 20 minutes, it adds. The detective hurries on his coat. When he gets to the booth, the phone is already ringing. It is the egg. I did it, said the egg, and I'll do it again. The detective is not surprised. No one but the egg could have been so hard-boiled.